our friends and radio listeners, as once again the R.G. Hardy broadcast comes your way proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. We need you to help us to win the lost. And we're so happy that you took the time to tune into the broadcast today, and we hope that you will stay with us as we prepare now to join the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, as he preaches a wonderful message entitled, God Became Man. Truly, this is a message that will warm your heart and endear you to our Father and to our Lord Jesus Christ as we begin to understand the great sacrifice he made that he might know us. And we want you to stay tuned as there will be some very special announcements at the end of the broadcast. Let's join Brother Hardy now for God Became Man.
You know, the world, if they know the Lord, all they know him as is a historical Jesus. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. How many say amen? He's not a little Lord Jesus. How many say amen? He's a powerful, reigning, almighty Lord. He wasn't the Lord Jesus till after the resurrection. And all the world knows there's a little old babe in a Bethlehem, in a manger, can't even help himself. I said the babe of Bethlehem can't even help himself. How many say amen? All they have it is this historical knowledge, but I'm glad I know him as a risen Lord. Hallelujah! I'm glad I know him as my all-sufficient Christ. And I have him. I got the gift. I don't worry about the other gifts. How many say amen? A whole lot of parents will be in the corner exhausted, saying, thank God this day's over. Hallelujah. But if you got that gift, Jesus, that gift that God so loved the world that he gave, how many say amen? He's never over. Day after Christmas, he'll be right there, supplying all your need, doing what you need in your life. How many say amen? You know, most of the Christian world don't realize this. Most of the saints, they're like a lot of even the natural man. Jesus, he came to be the babe of Bethlehem. He came to be the sacrifice that God accepted for man's sins. Then, what we call Easter, he was offered that sacrifice and paid the price to remit our sins. Then he rose, and now they forget all about him. He's somewhere in a great beyond the blue. And they're trying to struggle in this earth walk and in this battle to make heaven. And we're not getting the main part of Jesus' ministry. The biggest part of Jesus' ministry is going on now. It took his death on Calvary to make me a child of God. But now that I'm a child of God, his great ministry towards me is going on now. And the Bible tells us what he is in Hebrews. He's our high priest. He's our mediator. We have an advocate with the Father. A go-between. Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He's standing in the presence of God in his high priesthood. He's a priest. God said, I swear forever, thou art a priest after the order of Melchizedek forever. You know, just been a few years ago, God really emphasized on my soul forever. Now listen to this scripture. Seeing he is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by him, because he ever liveth to make intercessions for him. You know, and I'd quote that real quick, you know. But then God told me and said, stop and quote that scripture slow and get the meaning of it. And especially the last clause where it says, he ever liveth to make intercessions for us. And the word uttermost is evermore, really, in the Greek, or eternally. It should be quoted, he's able to save eternally all that come to God by him, seeing that he's eternal, he ever liveth in his office as a high priest to intercede before the Father for them. And the Lord right now, he has nothing to do except intercede for the brethren. They're high priest. He made him a high priest forever. His high priest never stops. And you know what the main function of the high priest is? To make intercession for the people. And one of the qualifications to be the high priest, he had to be one of the same kind. Because in order to be an intercessor and a go-between, he had to be touched with the feelings of their infirmities, or he would be able to feel what they feel. And if he couldn't feel what they felt, how could he be an able, fitting high priest? You see, I believe that's the whole reason why God had to become man or humanity. He could have saved man another way. Did you know that? Sure, Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, told us that. In his agony, he said, Father, let this cup pass from me. Don't let me go to Calvary. I know that you can save man another way. All things are possible to you. But then he relented and said, nevertheless, thy will be done. And I believe one of the major, if not the major reason why that God or deity became humanity is so that he could be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. God, deity, doesn't know what it means to be sleepless, to wrestle all night fighting demon powers, and go into day after day after day of it without no rest and no sleep. For the God of Israel, in his God form, doesn't need to sleep. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He has no need of sleep. Sleep only belongs to this frail natural man. And God is not frail and natural in his deity form. He's supernatural and omnipotent and all powerful. And God really wanted to understand his creature man. And he couldn't really understand him unless he became like him. See, you can never understand or sympathize with me. I got a broken leg and you never had your leg broke. You don't know nothing how I feel. You don't know anything about it. How many say amen? That's why God has a type of man for every type of sinner. The self-righteous sinner never hardly did anything. He's the hardest guy to get saved anyhow. He can't understand the man that's fell on Skid Row. He never was bound by alcohol. The one that never was bound by dope can't go to the one that's bound by dope. He can't sympathize with him. You know what sympathy means? Of course, it's got watered down coming over into the English. But the word sympathy is a combination of two Greek words. Sim, which means together, and pathos, which means suffer. Or the suffer with. And in the Greek meaning, the words means to suffer with, to jointly suffer with that person. Amen. To sit right where he sits and to take on his misery, the same kind, and there be a fellow experience and a fellow sufferer of his agony.
Yes, amen.
How many say amen? Of course, we've anglicized the word, brought it into English, and sympathy means to us. We give $10 because our boss twists our arm to the United Fund. That's sympathy. Our sympathy usually is we see somebody in the bad straight, say, man, that guy's having a tough time, and go ahead on. And God couldn't sympathize with us unless he became like us. Boy, that's the whole essence of the love story, that God so loved the world that he became humanity. And it blows your mind. This season that we set aside. Now, I know Jesus wasn't born on December the 25th. But I'm glad in this sin-mad society and world of ours that we have one day we set aside to worship and celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank you.
How many say amen? I'm glad that even if they only have a historical thing, that we still have a day that we set aside and thank our God that he so loved the world and that he gave his only begotten Son, and that the Son of God, the Word of God, so loved us that he would forever experience a change in his being. Here's where we begin to see the expression of the love of God. Now, Jesus didn't become humanity temporarily.
Praise the Lord, saints. I trust that you have been blessed and spiritually inspired by this wonderful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. God became man. Truly, how great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. I believe this message has really caused you to love the Lord Jesus Christ more than ever, as you realize that he laid aside his deity, his equality with God, and took upon himself the form and fashion of a man, and was even found in the form of a servant, that he may become to us an able and faithful and merciful high priest. The only mediator between God and man is the man, Christ Jesus. This wonderful message is available to you on both CD and cassette. And in fact, we want to offer you something very special today. When you order God Became Man, we will also include the bonus message, The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory. We will join Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians as he tells us the wonderful, wonderful blessing that is ours because Jesus Christ laid aside his properties of deity and took upon himself the form of an humble servant, even the form of humanity, that he might know us. We want to send both of these messages to you. God Became Man and The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory. Please request the God Became Man series and address your check or money order to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.